With us now is Emma O'Kelly, who's chair of the RTE Trade Union Group. This, as we've been hearing, will give RTE a degree of certainty over its funding. Is that something you welcome?
We need to find out more detail, Rachel, on the multi-annual funding, but we would, of course, welcome the concept of multi-annual funding. But we are beyond disappointed that the government has, apparently this morning at Cabinet, copper-fastened the continuation of the funding of public service media to be dependent on a charge, the TV licence charge, that is completely outdated, that is also inequitable, that you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody to give a rationale for its continuance.
Well, if I could put forward one of the rationales put forward by the government, it's this. Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Public Expenditure, and indeed others, have argued that it wouldn't make sense for the government to spurn money that the public is already paying.
That is just such an incredibly weak argument. The government had wind in its sails. We've had a year of huge controversy and debate around the importance of public service media. The government had two reports. It had the government commissioned Future of Media Commission report, which looked internationally at best practice and recommended that the TV licence system be abolished and replaced with one of a number of forms of exchequer funding. It also had the Oireachtas Media Committee, which again published a report, I think it was less than a month ago, again charged with looking at international best practice. Again, it came back and said the best way sustainably for value for money for editorial independence was to abolish the TV licence fee. So the government has bottled it, basically.
Looking, though, at the sums involved among the broader public, there will be people who say, listen, this is very generous for a place that wasted money the way RTE did.
Well, again, it goes back to a kind of a deeper debate that we haven't had, and that's about the value of public service media and what we want from it. And that's a debate that, you know, we've been pushing for. And this is out of kilter with that. And again, talking about the public and their attitude to public service media, the Future of Media Commission did a number of surveys, and they found that a majority of the public wanted to see public service media funded in an equitable fashion, not the TV licence thing. So again, going back to what the public wants, this decision goes against the grain on that one.
Emma O'Kelly, thanks for being with us this lunchtime.